For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lydia Passolt, the sophomore out of Chanhassen, Minnesota. And first of all, Lydia, you guys had a long break, almost a month off. First of all, how did you spend your break?
Oh, well, I spent it with family and friends, of course. I had to see them. And, you know, I was out for a while. I was sick. But I'm glad to be back, and I took that 2 weeks off, and, you know, it's good to get my legs moving again, and it's good to see everyone back at home and family and friends, like I said.
Okay, your team comes into this weekend, first series in 2019 against a non-conference opponent. How important is it to get this non-conference series in the books before you guys get back into WCHA play?
Yeah, it is very important. I'm glad we won tonight. We worked hard. We made our statement that we won, and we're here back in 2019, and we're ready to play, and we're ready to play against the WCHA teams, and it's going up from there.
You had three shots on net here tonight. I know your line has looked pretty good over the past couple months. Talk about how you three have connected.
Yeah, we have great chemistry. I think we all bring something to the table, and we work well, and we're going to get it going this weekend. And like I said, all the lines are playing well, too. I think everyone has that chemistry, not just our line, but every line brings something to the table. So
I know your goaltenders have worked really hard between Kerrigan Dowie and Lauren Bench, and, of course, Lexi Baker, who's also had some action. But talk about the play of Bench tonight, especially that shutout.
Wow, yeah, she played unbelievable today. How she played brought us up, and getting that shutout helped us a ton to bring it into the 2019 season. And like I said, we go up from there, from her defensive play and goal and our defensive play helping her back in net. She played amazing tonight.
It was a scoreless first period. Your team finally gets on the scoreboard halfway through the game. Was it just a matter of shaking off those break legs and nerves?
Yeah. We had nerves a little bit. You could kind of tell. But then once Jack scored, and then Bergie scored, and then Kiki, we brought it to them, and we came out with a win, which is great. So,
what's it going to take to get the second win? Because I know usually day two with a visiting team, it's a little bit different. They might be a little bit more hungry to get a win. What's it going to take to beat them?
You know, our hard work and determination will kind of dictate the pace of the game tomorrow. And we just got to play how we played in the second and third period. No nerves. Everyone's ready, and we'll get that win that we want.
Okay, on to some fun questions. Are you a dog or a cat person?
I'm a dog person for sure. I want a corgi named Tater Tot. It's so weird, I know, but I do. I want a dog named Tater Tot.
Favorite type of music?
I gotta go with country. Country is pretty good.
Okay, favorite country artist?
Country artist. I like Toby Keith. Toby Keith is good. And Thomas Rhett. Thomas Rhett is great.
Last movie you went and saw in the theater?
Aquaman, Christmas Eve. It was good, but I recommend it seeing in the movie theater. On TV, you need that surround sound that the movie theater gives you. The TV may not give you that surround sound you want for the movie, but it was so good. I recommend it.
One of my favorites. I saw it last weekend. And let me tell you, the cinematography and the special effects were awesome.
Insane. It was insane. I recommend it. I would see it again and again and again. So,
what's your major?
My major is design. I'm a design major and minoring in marketing business. I'm really excited about it, too. There's a lot of different areas, so graphic design. So,
what's your dream job, or who would you want to work for someday?
Oh, geez, that's a really good question. I want to be an illustrator. I think that'd be great for kids. I'm really good at drawing cartoons, and so I think I'd be kind of in that area as an illustrator, but we'll see where the graphics take me.
What's your favorite thing about Bemidji State?
Oh, wow. You know, I have a family up here with the girls' hockey team, but I also love the lake and how the campus is on the lake. We're one of the only campuses that have that, and I thought that was gorgeous and beautiful, and that just brought me back to where my cabin is. I have a cabin in Wisconsin, so I just love that atmosphere of the outdoors and up north. So,
Lydia, it's been a joy visiting with you. Good luck tomorrow and the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been great visiting with you.